This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, it's kind of look like a chia pet, I know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, you got to get informed, right? So head up to the website, I'll wait, therealside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, but let's take the poll. There's a poll there. Always, there's news stories up on the site on a regular basis. There's ways to sign up for the newsletter. If you don't want to do the newsletter, you don't like emails, and you would much prefer to have a text message, text alert, then text TRS to 77220. We have seen this video over and over and over again. With Joe Biden tripping up the stairs three times. And it's not funny that he tripped up the stairs. That's not what the funny thing is all about. It's how much they played on President Trump moving slowly down a flight of stairs on a day when it was raining or had just rained. Joe Biden couldn't keep... If you gave Joe Biden a month to catch up with Donald Trump, of one day's worth of work of Donald Trump, couldn't do it. And I don't know if you guys remember the commercial that ran when Joe was running for office. You know, America's going to have to get used to keeping up with Joe Biden. I agree with that statement. I can't sleep that much. Right? I mean, seriously. I don't know if I can trip that. Now, here's what I do know. When you get tired is when you trip upstairs. Right, let that sink in. Right, when you're really tired, you start to trip up the stairs. There's issues to deal with. And Joey's B. Oh my God, it better not be two of them. Joe B's got those issues. I just think it is amazing that they're still covering for him. They're not going to stop anytime soon. We already know that. So, Biden's White House has been. I don't know if you guys have. Caught this or seen it, but the White House has been firing people or staffers over the Pat Pot use. So should Kamala Harris be the next one to go? I mean, she admitted on a national radio show that not only did she smoke dope, right? She liked it. She thought it was funny. And then, Didn't she put people in jail for that? I'm just asking. She did. She put plenty of people in jail for that. And yet she gets a wash. So Senator Harris, who also was a 2020 presidential candidate, until she got absolutely no traction. Nothing. The points she had, couldn't buy her a token to get on a subway. That's how bad it was. She supported legalizing marijuana at the federal level in 2019, saying that she smoked pot in college. She said, I've smoked the marijuana, and I did inhale. Yes, an old Clinton joke for some of you. She said, I think it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy in the world. No, it makes them... Look. It gives a lot of people joy because it they don't know whether... It's like having five beers. I know some of you who listen to the show have written me before. You don't like when I come out against the dope. But this isn't the dope of your grandfather. This isn't the dope of the 60s and 70s that we were smoking. This is totally different, and that's a show for another day. Now, she did clarify one time that she used the drugs a long time ago. Well, what's a long time ago? Any of you had teenagers, you know, when they say, oh, yeah, I've had that for a long time, that means that last Friday. But, you know, you got to think about this, right? Now, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, she confirmed that five White House staffers have been let go by the current administration for past marijuana use because it's still illegal under federal law, which I think is hilarious. You know, Katie Hill, the embarrassed congresswoman who had to resign, Katie Hill, she, I think it was yesterday or today, she was putting out that, you know, let's just legalize it and get it over with, right? If you do the research, I'm sorry, some of you, and I'll bring on the experts if you want. And these aren't the experts saying that hey, doped it, never took it, never smoked it, never. These are experts that come out and say, look, this stuff is so potent nowadays. What it's doing to our young people is just horrendous. All right? But it's still illegal. It is still illegal for federal employees. You cannot be in the state of California as a federal employee and smoke dope because it's legal in California. They cannot smoke it. They can't be caught with it. They can't buy it. And if they don't know that, then shame on them. Shame on the orientation. That's where I was going with the Katie Hill thing. She tried to say there was a picture of her with a bong smoking dope. It wasn't in the picture, but obvious. I mean, what was she going to use the bong for? What else, right? Saying that it was legal, but it shows you how these legislators don't even know what their own laws say. It wasn't legal for her, even though she was in California. Psaki also said that the administration updated its policies to ensure that past marijuana users wouldn't automatically disqualify staff or potential hires. They're going to take a look at the policies again. You know what I'm saying? And she indicated that that represented a shift from the last administration. Remember, everything is Trump's fault. Right? Everything is what the last administration did wrong. So I guess Joey B was voted in to get more crime on the streets, more illegals in town. I'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 800-480-4542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, a lot going on, a lot happening. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You got to get informed. If you don't get informed, keep your mouth shut. Really that simple for me. Don't make the rest of us look like fools because you think you know what you're talking about. I get the biggest kick out of some of the stuff that people are saying. You know, I've been saying it for a long time that there were people so worried. Oh, Congress is going to make D.C. a state. They can't. They got to change the Constitution first. You got to have an amendment to the Constitution. It's not that easy. You just don't vote these things in the states. And I know they're going to try like heck. But anyhow, Joe Messina, always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me as she does every week, helps us kick off the party. It will be a party at some point, I'm sure. Anyhow, always love having you with me, Sonia. How are we doing today?
Well, I just mentioned to you, I'm just sleepy, and I don't know I crashed. I just woke up like 15 minutes ago. Luckily, I sleep with full face makeup, so it so works for me. But
years ago, I dated a girl that wouldn't go to bed until she put all her makeup on, because if she died while she was sleeping.
That's the point.
Right? She wanted to make sure that the first responders saw her in all her glory, I guess. I don't know.
I remember when Cosmo was supposed to be a feminist magazine, but one of the things that they told women to do is before your guy sees you in the morning, you sneak out of bed and you beat your face into submission and climb back into bed all quiet like you were, you know, like that's the way you look.
Oh, my God. Oh, God bless her. All right, so I was telling you during the break, I'm sure you've had time to throw up now. I was telling you during the break, though, the wonderful entertainment industry, the one that wants to teach us moral values, the one that are always telling us what we're doing wrong and how we should treat women, and all, you know, the Me Too movement, ladies. And I'm going to get emails, but I don't really care. All right. I think they had a lesbian breakout section with that Cardi B person. They were having simulated sex on a 15 by 15 bed. It was part of the song. And also along the lines of that was a woman of color. I won't say she was a black woman because I couldn't totally tell, but she sure as heck wasn't white. She was in a glass booth dancing and while money was blowing around her. Now, aren't we told as men not to objectify women, not to see women as sexual objects? And I don't know whether they were men or women men professing to be women. I don't know what to say, but they were showing themselves as sexual objects. I mean, do I not drink enough to get this, or what's the deal?
You do understand. You drink enough to know that the left changes words and definitions of words and meanings and the whole bit. They didn't actually show a man throwing money. The wind blew it in. Okay, unfaced, unnamed, nobody with who identified as a man did that. So when they changed the language, what they would call that, and I don't know, I didn't see it, I haven't watched the Grammys in years, but I think they would call that empowerment for women.
Yes.
Women having sex with other women, they were choosing their own path, which the left has always done. We've been, you know, people who are sex workers, we're concerned with the fact, first of all, the left gets rid of fathers in the family, so you pretty much render a lot of girls who are growing up potential sex workers. And they promote the sex trafficking silently and some not silently. So they have this whole twisted sexual this lack of spirituality. There's this whole thing going on when it comes to sex. And, you know, we're supposed to sign on to the Me Too movement. But, of course, it never is Me Too, hashtag Me Too, when it's one of their own. If it's Joe Biden, there's no such thing as believing the woman. Or taking advantage of a woman. And I think there was just somebody recently like this week. And, you know, it doesn't matter. If it happens with someone, a man on the left, it's just like nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, but you use that word empowerment, and it's a use that they've been using for a long time. And, you know, it's really funny. When you say, well, the women are empowered, or they'll say it themselves. They'll say, we're empowering you to go out and, you know, and take these jobs or go this or go... You know, what are they saying when it comes to the sexual side of things? We're empowering you to show that you can use sex to get what you want?
No, I mean, that's not what they're... That's what they should... What they're saying is...
To me.
That's what it is. But what they're twisting it to sound like is that if a woman chooses to do this, then that gives her power. If, like I said, they didn't show a man throwing money at her, but also if she does accept money from a man and she does this, it's her choice. It's because she is strong enough to show that she is empowered. Her sexuality is, you remember the woman's movement where women were told that they were supposed to have sex exactly like a man. They were supposed to feel exactly like a man doing it. And all we pretty much wound up with is babies out of wedlock and a lower socioeconomic status.
Yep.
So they're not happy until they screw up every group there is, and that's women, that's children, that's everyone. But, oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure the ratings were ridiculously low for this thing, but yep. But when I worked in Hollywood, that was never an indication to them that they should maybe pull up a little bit.
Really?
It was never, mm-mm. Oh. They said, we're going to keep doing it because the public is so stupid that they don't realize that we're giving them the good stuff. And well, they need to understand.
So, they have
so
a point.
We're going to keep doing it.
I mean, we're buying albums of these people that we can't stand. We're buying songs about these people. We're seeing movies, renting movies of people that we don't line up with and we don't care for. So they got a point. And we're like, at times, we're like sheep.
I hope we're still not doing that. So I heard on the radio today that some... at the Laker game, they have some sort of political social movement. Oh, about the Asian people. And it's like, you know what? If you can't go to a basketball game and just, you know, or any sort of sports game, it's now been turned into social commentary.
Yep.
I would, if y'all still watching this stuff, I don't know what to say.
You know, I always got a kick out of you. When was the last time you heard anything about Asian violence or violence against Asians, right? All of a sudden, you have this shooting. Now, please, forgive me for saying it this way, but the guy was a sex addict, okay? And he wasn't getting enough of it. And
you should have watched the Grammys.
You're not kidding, really. So he goes to these massage parlors that are Asian massage parlors, which he's been to before to get his sexual needs fulfilled. But he went to wipe them out so they wouldn't be a temptation to him anymore. Right?
Oh, wow.
So how is that really sex sick. Against Asians? Now, if you want to, wow. I mean, violence against Asians. Now, if you want to hone it down to it's violence against Asian sex workers, okay, I might be able to give you a few points on that one. But this is how the left has to spin this stuff. Now, listen, when we come back, an old friend is in the news again. And she wants you to feel bad for her. Rachel Dolenzel is back at it again. And I'm sure Al Sharpton will come running to her rescue at some point in time. Joe Mastin, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Tony and I coming back in just a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed 8 people, 6 of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans.
One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website to get more information. All right? Find out what's going on. Sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for the text alerts or what have you. But right now, let me bring her in. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, help us kind of like kick off the party for the weekend. She even took a nap earlier just so she can get rolling, I think. Maybe. I don't know. What?
No, I was sleeping on the commercial break, so I'm good now.
So hey, listen, an old friend is back in the news, and I love this because you know Sharpton came out and stuck up for this woman, and I just think it's hilarious. It's kind of like selective outrage, right? So Rachel Dolezal. The woman who claimed that she had been, she was a black woman, I believe, and got away with it. I don't know how she got away with it. Now, think about something. She purposely, what did she do? She did the thing with her hair where it's really kind of all, what do they call those things, dreadlocks or all done up so try to look like a black woman. Uh-huh. She went out of her way to do that, okay? She worked for the NAACP. That right there has got to make you like, what are they doing? And finally her parents come out, you know, her pasty white Norwegian-style parents come out and go, that's our daughter. She's not black. So, all right. Now 6 years later, or over the past 6 years, she says, she can't get a job anywhere. Ooh. She's 43 years old, she said. She told in an interview, she told the interviewer that, hey, look, I can't get a job anywhere. My former employer won't even talk to me, really. And I'm saying, really, what did you expect after all the controversy, everything that you did, all the garbage that you put out there, what did you expect?
So your question is...
I don't have a question. It's not really a question. It's like, this is like the left. They go do something, right? They do something wrong. They do something, in some cases, illegal. And then they look like your 17-year-old and go, what? What?
Right. Now you're the bad guy for not hiring a person who's lied about her identity, fooled an organization. Why can't I get a job? Because you're a sick person. That's why you can't get a job.
Right.
You know, again, the left You remember all those so-called hate crimes? Right. And every time I hear one now, or these calls of racism, and what they've done is and it's always them perpetrating this, you know. So, or we find out in the long run, it was, we've been smalled it to death.
Yeah.
We're just really over the left lying about who they are, what they are, who we are, and then their fake outrage. And I will take that back. I don't think it's fake. I think she's honestly bewildered. I think she does not understand why she can't get a job.
She lied all that time and hid everything all that time. What makes us think she's not going to do the same thing in her next job? She even, to your point earlier, she even makes a comment. I can't even get a job I'm overqualified for. Like being a maid at a hotel.
Wow. She's got white black woman privilege problems. She honestly thinks that she's supposed to get a job anywhere. It's just, they're so crazy, and I think we all have the sense that we're being governed right now by the hands of some really sick people. I think she's just a snapshot of what we're all feeling. I think that's what I was going through today, with this sleepiness, this heaviness. And so you can listen to 5-10 minutes of the news and you're going, this, as Joe Dan says, there's something bad wrong going on here. I had many nights when Trump was running the country, I'm always a bad sleeper, but it wasn't him keeping me up at night. I knew that I trusted his judgment. I trusted that he loved the country, that he was protecting the country. I trusted that he loved his family, and he meant what he said, and he said what he means. This time, when I wake up, I'm like, surprised we're still here. I don't know what's going on. And I think that woman is just a snapshot. She's just, this little...
Well, you're exactly right, though, when you say, or what I was thinking, too, is, here you lived a lie, you caused all this trouble, you caused your parents heartache. I mean, all of the newspapers, and you're going, what? What did I do wrong?
But they're not self-aware. They're just bingo. Not. That's one thing that you can see about the left. They are not self-aware, and they don't think they have to be. There's never any point in their lives where they have self-reflection. I've not met any. Yes, I am broad-stroking them, and I think I can because I have yet to meet any who would go, I can kind of see the other person's point of view, or, maybe we shouldn't. We shouldn't enforce 200 genders on the American people. Let's just, pull back to 100 genders. And let's just, there's never that conversation with them.
No. Zero to a gazillion miles an hour. I know. It's just amazing, right?
This woman is a part of it.
And now, our conversation earlier about, Cardi B and all that other wonderful stuff that, you're supposed to watch the Grammys to get your moral input from. Your morality input, anyway. Now you got Dr. Seuss, right? Here's a guy that was, the more and more I find out about him, was a left-leaning, progressive for his day, if you would, and all this wonderful stuff. And we now have to ban 6 of his books. We now have to pull 6 of his books back. Because, why? You and I were joking about it, but I'm going to say it. Okay, because people had curly, kinky hair and big lips, and the sad part about that is a racist goes right to that's an indication of black people. I didn't go there at all.
How do they identify us that way? Why didn't they put lazy, some of the characters are lazy and play basketball and all the other stereotypes? And what's shocking, again, we go back to the self-reflection thing, there's nobody on their camp, in their team, that goes, if we say that these are attributes of black people, how does that make us sound? There's just nobody on their team that can do that. So they all go, yeah, that's right. They are those Dr. Seuss characters. Yeah, they do that funny dance, and they're black.
Apparently, they haven't seen any white folk dance. I mean, seriously, you're talking about funny dancing.
But you know what? While we were talking about it on the break, I came up with 3 titles of You know, because they always say that racists talk in code, so right. what they're saying is not what they mean. So here's a couple of titles that I came up with. I just amused myself this way. Horton hears a noose. Here's another one. What it really meant is not green eggs and ham, it's gringo eggs and ham. And instead of, oh, the places you will go, I think what he was really trying to say is, oh, the places you will burn crosses on black folks' property.
He just didn't have enough room on the cover.
No, it's not enough. It's just, you got to make it pop. So
yeah. Well, yeah, so you did hear then. You heard that Horton was a white supremacist with white savior tendencies because, you know, he saved a whole village of colored people. I mean, look at those different colors.
Never saw it that way. Never saw it that way. Now, that's also could have something to do with this, what they call me is a self-hating black person, since I'm a conservative Christian. So maybe it just went right over my head.
Now, have your grandson, have you sat and watched Horton or Grinch or any of those?
Oh, of course, and every Christmas, we love Grinch, all the iterations of it. Yep. But I will tell you, when he was really young, one of his favorite movies, and to be honest, it was really a lot of fun, was The Lorax. But the message was as left as you can get, and that's I was true. Like, okay, well, he was two at the time. So I was like, okay, once you start understanding things, this movie has got to stop.
Oh,
but
yeah.
One of the best numbers in the movie was a song and dance number called I'm Bad. I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm so, so bad. And all this man was a capitalist. And, of course, but he destroyed the land, he destroyed the trees, he made everybody miserable. But I'm telling you, if I walked in the room when that thing was on, I would stop and watch the whole dance routine because it was so entertaining. And sadly, we don't have that counterpunch. We don't have any videos and entertainment things that we do that gives our message out in a way that's at that high quality.
Well, it's kind of hard it'd be hard for me to write something where I was trying to play that game and shame somebody to believe in what I believe. Anyhow, John Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Sony's not going anywhere. She's going to write a few more books during the break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are some messed up white people.
We are back. Yes, you're listening to Real Fantasy Gen Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Somebody just bring her on. I always enjoy her time with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Tries to help us kick the party off. Then I throw all this stuff at her, and she's like, really?
He does. He doesn't tell me what we're going to talk about before we get on.
No, I do it on purpose.
He knows that I hate the news now since, it's just too much for me.
Listen, at least you don't have it as bad as Meghan Markle. You know, somebody actually opened up a GoFundMe account for her because, you know, this person was worried they wouldn't be able to pay their bills.
Poor thing. Poor thing.
You talk about, where is that person's mind? They're multi-billionaires. Hello? You think the Queen's going to let them die?
We are living in crazy town right now. And not only is it crazy where we can laugh at it, it's scary. What, you know, the little bit I hear, what Biden's doing with the military, with the borders, you can kind of laugh at the fact that he's taking credit for the vaccine distribution and all that, but show some things that I
had Alfonso Rachel on last night. We were talking about some of the stuff, and
what? Another black person? How could you?
Oh, my God, two on one show. Well, I had to balance it off. I had to have a female that identifies as a female and a male that identifies as a male. You know, okay. Yeah, how it goes. Yeah, okay. So, and I was saying, isn't it funny how the white people tell the black people that they don't want more police in their community, yet you never really see a black person standing next to, you know, Joey B and going, yes, we don't want more police in our communities. We want less police in our communities.
Well, you know? You're not going to see that because the media will not allow that voice to be heard. There was a woman, you mentioned the Grammys earlier, and I guess she was the mother of one of the victims, and I say that with air quotes around it because I don't know that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, blank, I won't say the word, F a Grammy, my son is dead. So I love it when people stand up and go, this does not mean that. But, you know, I mean, she right. could be money, I don't know. But I do agree with her sentiment is that don't march me up and put me at a podium and get me a designer dress, you know, that I can't breathe in, and I've got to act grateful to you people, because that's what Hollywood is. They're all about you being grateful for them giving you attention. And I think maybe, I could be wrong, your listeners will chime in and correct me, but I think this woman said, I don't need your doggone Grammy. My son is dead. There's a big problem here. Now, I'm pretty sure her stance was police need to be put, you know, somewhere else or whatever. But I love that she didn't give Hollywood the reverence that they were looking for.
So I don't know if you saw the shooting of that black woman this week that was in a stolen car. She was in her boyfriend's car, and her boyfriend had 5 warrants out for his arrest. So when they ran the plate of the car, they saw that there were warrants out for the owner's arrest. The windows were so dark, you didn't know who was in there. So they pulled her over, and right away she starts yelling, and she's screaming at the cop, and she's like, yes, I have marijuana in my purse, and she starts doing all this stuff. Now, the cop is being, I got to give the cop a little credit. He was stupid, and he was, but you could tell. He's like, okay, here's a black woman, I'm a white cop, I got to be careful here, all right? And thank God that his body cam was working and the car cam was working, because frankly, it would have been bad. But she's yelling and screaming, and you can tell she's hiding something. So he doesn't go into the car right away. Eventually, she shoots him.
No, okay? You stop.
She shoots him in the belly, and he gets off 4 or 5 rounds at her. She closes the car door and she takes off. All right. Now she's got coke in the car. She's got marijuana in the car. She's got a gun in the car. So she died 4 or 5 hours later. Mom gets on the radio, now on the TV the next day. Now, this is all on video. You can see this woman going nuts. You can see her shooting the cop without being provoked. He hasn't got his gun out or anything. And next thing you know, mom's going, my baby didn't do anything wrong.
My baby.
Right?
And I'm thinking, she's a black woman.
Well, all right, black community or not, but you've seen the video, lady. I know this is your daughter, but you've seen the video.
Well, she's not seeing it with normal eyes. She's seeing it through the eyes of what the left has implanted in most Americans, or in America, I will say that, in America. So you even question your own judgment, I think, when you see that. Because even if you go, oh, okay, she could have been culpable, you go, but, if she were a white woman, how would this have turned out? You know?
Isn't that sad? They got us there, though? They've gotten us to that point?
They've been working at it longer, and they are super hard of it. First of all, I just have to say, you should never admit up front that you got pot in your purse. That's just something you just hold off on that. If they can't detect it before you admit, that's just dumb.
Right.
But it's sad because it tells, well, what is that message to black people or black youth or black, that you can do anything?
Yep.
And ooh, I think George Floyd's mom just got, what did she get, like 20 mil this 27 week?
27 million.
You know what?
27 million. If you see the full video,
there was no way that. Okay. So we all know that he was not a quote unquote victim. We know that there was some shenanigans going on there, but 20 mil? I don't know how many kids she got, but it's worth losing one over 20 bill. There's one that you don't like. I'm sure. There you go. 20 mil before this guy disappears.
Yeah, he was in constant trouble. But the way, think about something, the way, even as a conservative, if you feel like that man shouldn't have lost his life and the cops did the wrong thing, the way the left and the media portrayed that, as they went to hunt him down, and they dragged him out of that truck, and they treated him, no, when you see the whole video, you're sitting there going, dude, stop.
We don't have,
just
we don't
get
have a
down
society.
On your face and stop.
I'm telling you, I watch these videos and I get so nervous that I'm like, I would have shot them a long time ago, you know, because they are it's scary what these people will put you up against. And I'm not just talking about black people, criminals in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like this whole George Floyd thing. Not only was this based on some untruths, but we lost major cities. We've had major cities occupied. We've had people killed. We've had cops killed.
Yep. Black cops killed
over something that's not true.
That's
and
the sad
we
part.
Become a society that hates. We're just allergic to the truth. It's just so much easier, like you said, when you watch the video. Who's going to watch the video?
Not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. And then who are you going to say, if you're even slightly on the left, or if that's your community, and you watch the videotape, who do you go to and go, you know, I kind of watched the video, and it looks questionable. That's all you got to say.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more to it than what they're telling us. Just like,
you will lose your
friends. Who was the fellow that was shot in the parking lot of Jack in the Box? Another black guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, remember him? When you see the full video... Yeah, somebody, the cops should have shot him within the first half a minute.
That's what I think when I watch those. And it's like, that's why I'm not a cop, because there would be bodies everywhere, black, white. The minute if you don't do what I say to do, you're gone.
Okay, so help me out with this
one. Yeah, no, we...
Go ahead.
Huh?
No, finish that thought. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if we really cared about our children and believed that the world was out to hunt them down, then we teach our children how to act in those situations. And I do that as a woman. I do that. My hands are there. It's not because I'm black. It's because, you know what? I don't want to get shot today. If I have an attitude, chill out.
I'm a white guy, and when I get pulled over, it's been a while, all the windows get open, my hands go on steering wheel, and I just wait for them to walk up and tell me what I did wrong.
That's right.
Okay, they see where my hands are. They see I'm not trying to... It brings the whole stress
temperature
level down.
All down. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of go, what do you want? What are you bothering me for?
Exactly. I have a funny story about getting pulled over by a cop.
Uh-oh.
I was in my neighborhood where you met me, where I lived in there. There was no other black people around. I didn't have plates on my car.
Yeah.
I didn't have registration or anything. The cop was coming towards me. He turned around and came back. Luckily, I had just gone to the DMV, so I had my registration in my car. But when he pulled me over, I was so friendly that it took him back. He goes, "Do we know each other?"
I don't know. You white folk all look alike to me, so I don't
know. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. But I was so nice and so friendly. And to be honest, when my ex-husband thought it was racism. And I said, you know what? I am new in this neighborhood. He doesn't know who I am. He's patrolling this neighborhood. If he hadn't stopped me, I would have been upset.
See? That's the attitude to have.
I don't have plates on my car. He don't know who I am. And he's just going to whiz by because I'm black. No, you better stop me.
No, see, I'm with you. If I look like I'm doing something wrong, pull me the heck over.
Pull me over. I pay too much taxes in that neighborhood for him not to stop me.
No kidding, right? And when you call
them,
they better be there in 6.5 minutes because that's what you're paying
them
for.
That's the beauty, and that's what we want to do, is move into neighborhoods where the cops come in 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
As long as you're poor and you live in these neighborhoods, you're going to be inundated with bad, overtired, scared, the list goes on, those kind of cops.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get the service that you need and want. It's so sad.
All right. Since I lost track of the clock, tell people where to find you, quick.
SonyaSchmidt.org.
Oh, you got it right that time. Cool. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Monopoly's getting a makeover. That's right. It's a little too white supremacist for most. So we'll talk about that the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.